Well, here come the lawsuits. Wouldn't you just know it, ladies and gentlemen, on the two-year anniversary of the invocation of the Emergencies Act, not just one of the most shameful moments in modern Canadian history, but also one of the most embarrassing as well, Justin Trudeau and Chrystia Freeland are now being sued for damages by Freedom Convoy protesters. Lawsuits from all directions are flying directly at Justin Trudeau, Chrystia Freeland, and their band of cabinet minister lackeys after a federal judge earlier this year ruled that the invocation of the Emergencies Act was an unconstitutional violation of Canadian charter rights. At this point, it really doesn't matter if you supported the Freedom Convoy or not. A federal judge ruled the measures to be unconstitutional. Not some political appointee like Justice Rouleau, who cleared the government of any wrongdoing, not some sham political inquiry, but a legitimate judicial review. Canadians had their rights violated, and it is now their right to sue the government for damages and to hold the government accountable. Now, before we get deeper into this story, drop a like on the video, help us out by subscribing to the True North YouTube channel, stick around for the ratio of the week, and the common question for the episode is this: will there be more lawsuits against Justin Trudeau in the coming weeks over the invocation of the Emergencies Act? Let me know your answer in the comments below, and let's get into it. Well, to mark the two-year anniversary of the invocation of the Emergencies Act, the suspension of your God-given right to peacefully protest your government, a government, by the way, which became drunk off of the power of controlling the people and dictating to the people how they were to live their life, lawyer Keith Wilson announced that convoy organizers Tamara Leach, Chris Barber, Tom Morazzo, and Danny Bulford, you know their names, were going to be suing the federal government for $2 million in damages after their charter rights were violated. Today, Tamara Leach, Chris Barber, Tom Morazzo, Danny Bulford, and other protesters who were targeted by Justin Trudeau and Chrystia Freeland have filed lawsuits against the federal government. Section 24 of our Charter of Rights and Freedoms gives Canadians the right to sue their government for damages when charter rights are violated. Doing so affirms the seriousness of respecting charter rights and is intended to deter future governments from breaching Canadians' fundamental rights. The lawsuit seeks $2 million in damages. And later that day, a massive lawsuit was filed on behalf of other Canadians who had their bank accounts frozen during the Freedom Convoy against Justin Trudeau, Chrystia Freeland, basically the entire cabinet, as well as Jody Thomas, Trudeau's former national security advisor, basically every major bank in this country that was involved in the freezing of bank accounts, the Ottawa police, and of course, for good measure, the RCMP as well. Pierre Poilievre was asked by True North earlier today what recourse protesters who had their bank accounts frozen by the government should receive now that a federal judge has ruled the invocation of the Emergencies Act to be unconstitutional. Take a listen to his response.
Gwyn Patrick, True North. Several people involved in the Freedom Convoy 2 years ago are suing the federal government now that the federal court has found the Emergencies Act to be unconstitutional. What recourse do you think should be available to people who had their bank accounts frozen or otherwise had their constitutional rights infringed by the government?
Well, the court should decide that, and I hope the Charter of Rights is upheld. Justin Trudeau divided the country. He provoked the crisis. He's now been found to have violated the Constitution. He did it without any scientific evidence. It was another example of how Justin Trudeau has only two principles. One is that the government should control everybody, and two, that he should control the government. The only way he keeps this control in light of the misery that he has unleashed, doubling housing costs, quadrupling carbon taxes, is by cracking down on the population and dividing people against each other. I will do the exact opposite. I will empower the people from the bottom up. I will unite for freedom rather than dividing to conquer. Thank you.
Now, you will all remember that it was the little giggling tyrant, Chrystia Freeland, who took so much joy in freezing the bank accounts of peaceful protesters.
So you're confirming that accounts have been frozen, both personal and corporate, but you're not releasing the information. And the actual follow-up is, I'm just wondering whether the bank accounts will be targeted of individuals who donated to the Give, Send, Go and the GoFundMe campaigns. Are they considered designated people under the Emergencies Act, meaning that their credit cards could be cut and financial services are targeting them as well?
Okay, so the names of both individuals and entities, as well as crypto wallets, have been shared by the RCMP with financial institutions, and accounts have been frozen, and more accounts will be frozen.
And remember, it was Justin Trudeau, when invoking the Emergencies Act, who reminded Canadians that everything was, as he said, charter compliant.
These measures must be and will be compliant with our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Indeed, the Emergencies Act was created in the late 80s to flow from and uphold the Charter.
Now, $2 million in damages, if you ask me, seems a little light, seeing as how people who had their bank accounts frozen weren't able to feed and supply their children and dependents and wives and spouses.
Confirming that
people who had their bank accounts frozen may have had to miss mortgage payments or credit card payments or car payments.
So you're confirming that accounts...
No, I'm no financial expert, but I have to assume that when you have your bank account frozen by the state, it might have a little impact on your credit rating, your ability to open up a new bank account.
So you're confirming that...
Your ability to basically do anything. And despite giggling away at the prospect of ruining the lives of thousands of Canadians, I bet you Chrystia Freeland wasn't expecting that a federal judge 2 years later would rule that everything she did was unconstitutional. You guys all remember when Justin Trudeau wrote a check of $10 million to terrorist Omar Khadr, right? Well, when he was forced to justify such a ridiculous thing to the Canadian public, Trudeau said something very interesting. He said this.
The measure of a society, of a just society, is not whether we stand up for people's rights when it's easy or popular to do so. It's whether we recognize rights when it's difficult, when it's unpopular. We are a society that stands up for people's rights, and when governments fail to respect people's rights, we all end up paying.
When governments fail to respect people's rights, we end up having to pay. Well, you violated the rights of Canadians who didn't engage in terrorism like Omar Khadr, but instead peacefully protested your government, and now we all have to pay the price. So, if the convoy organizers are successful in their lawsuit, the money that ends up going back to them will have to come from the taxpayer. It'll have to come from us. Now, that may not make as many Canadians excited about this, but it's important to recognize that it is our money that has to be paid out to people who had their rights violated. But would you rather give your money to Tamara Leach or Omar Khadr? Would you rather you give your taxpayer money to Tamara Leach, the convoy organizers, or for it to be sent away to a faraway foreign land for some foreign aid project? After all, now that we know Stephen Guilbeault doesn't want to fund roads and bridges, well, the money's not going to infrastructure projects in our own country. There's no denying this anymore. The federal government unconstitutionally invoked the Emergencies Act against the Freedom Convoy. Our government tyrannically cracked down on the Freedom Convoy protest and embarrassed this country around the world. They went full communist China on the Freedom Convoy, relentlessly demonized and othered the Canadian public who didn't fall in line with their dictatorial orders. Also, let's just remember what constitutes a national emergency in the eyes of the Justin Trudeau government. 100 churches being attacked by arsonists and vandals in this country? That's not a national emergency. In fact, that doesn't even seem to warrant a condemnation in the House of Commons. The Bouncy Castle Rebellion, however, dancing in the street, holding hands and singing songs, now that is a national emergency. Bring in the horses, freeze the bank accounts. So to the federal government, it's time to live up to your own standards.
We are a society that stands up for people's rights, and when governments fail to respect people's rights, we all end up paying.
All right, here we go. Ratio of the week time. The winner this week is Trudeau's Heritage Minister, Pascal Saint-Ange. Well, after Pierre Poilievre went head-to-head with a Canadian press reporter and called her out for being a paid-off mouthpiece for the Prime Minister, by the way, take a listen to that, it was pretty good.
You're a tax-funded mouthpiece to the PMO. That's the reality. So,
question answered. You committed. I'm trying to,
but you're heckling. Are you going to let me answer the question, or are you just going to heckle on behalf of Justin Trudeau? Which is it?
I would love the answer.
Great. So our party does not support tax dollars for media outlets, because that's when we end up with biased media like you, who come here and articulate the PMO talking points rather than delivering real news to the Canadian people.
Madame Saint-Ange here had a big meltdown over that reaction and really tried to hammer home the point that Pierre Poilievre does not respect the media in this country, that he has a duty to treat the media fairly, to treat journalists with respect.
So I just want to get back on the altercation between Pierre Poilievre yesterday and a journalist from Canadian Press. First of all, I want to say that he's pretty thin-skinned. It's our job when we're politicians to answer questions from journalists. We're accountable to the Canadian population, and it's the journalist's job to ask those questions. Some questions are difficult, some questions are easy. Yesterday's question was pretty easy. He was just asked to explain why his party introduced an amendment to lift fees for Canadian broadcasters. It's a pretty easy question. It's his party that brought that forward. So yes, when you're a politician, you need to answer questions. And when you're attacking the press, when you're attacking our free press, you're also attacking democracy. It's unworthy of a leader.
When you're attacking the free press, you're attacking democracy. Chrystia Freeland literally arrested Rebel News reporter David Menzies for asking her a pretty easy question. You're only attacking democracy when you call out the Canadian press for parroting Trudeau's talking points. 3.1 thousand replies to only 2.6 thousand likes, a pretty solid ratio here. And we got a lot of good people jumping in on the comments. Billboard Chris comes in and states it quite plainly. Rainbow flags in bio equals opinion discarded. I believe Mrs. Freeland refused to answer a journalist from Rebel News and had him arrested on bogus charges for his efforts. You're panicking so bad you're losing your breath. Stop protecting Trudeau, we all see it. All right, everyone, that's going to do it for us today on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Harrison Faulkner, and this is Ratio.